History books call this the Battle of Bennington, but the big fight was not in Vermont. It happened right here. New Yorkers call it the Battle of the Wolumsic. Because the Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts militia rallied to protect the rebel supply depot in Bennington, Vermonters claimed the victory as their own many years later.
That night, Baum stayed midway up the hill with the baggage, as the Dragoons went to the top to set up their defenses. Oh, this is it! Here they go, walking up this hill, dragging cannon and preparing themselves for battle.
At this point, let's get out of the car. But bring your phone with you so we can hear what happens next. Look at that sweeping vista of the Wolumsic Valley.
Oh, wow.
And the diorama that shows what happened here. You see how the Wolumsic River has carved a winding course across the Vermont-New York state line? Looping north and west, south and west again before it joins the Hoosic River over there.
And I can see on the diorama how the river creates a natural barrier to protect Baum's position.
But turn around. The breastworks the Germans built the next day are behind you.
So Baum knows he is outnumbered and he's hoping for reinforcements?
Yep. And they bought some time because the next day it rained. Some historians report that it was incredibly hard rain.
Well, Stark couldn't attack either, but I guess they could both probably build up their defenses.
It appears that Baum has decided that taking the supply depot at Bennington would be harder than originally thought. So he has secured a position and wrote Burgoyne, awaiting instructions.
I should be happy to fulfill your excellency's wish, as it is a desirable circumstance to be in possession of Bennington. But as the enemy have collected their force and from their countenance must have had intelligence of ours, would not think it advisable to risk a repulse, but have secured my post as advantageously as possible. The enemy think Bennington their only resource, as the country around depends on its fate. I therefore will wait your excellency's instructions.
From Baum's earlier messages, Burgoyne saw that Baum needed help, so he sent Lieutenant Colonel Brayman and a detachment of over 500 troops hauling 2 6-pound cannon. They left Fort Miller at dawn of August 15th. In this letter to Burgoyne, Baum includes a postscript that he had heard that reinforcements are on their way.
Huzzah!
So these guys are traveling the same route that Baum took, in heavy rain, through deep mud. And they're hauling 2 6-pound cannons, bigger than the guns Baum's troops had dragged over the same hills.
So Baum had set up 3 camps. The German dragoons were positioned at the top of the hill, which is why it has been dubbed Hessian Hill. Baum with some Germans and the Indians are with the baggage halfway down the hill. And at the bottom of the hill, just across the river, was the guy they picked up in Hoosick, Pfister, and his loyalists, which is why it is called the Loyalist, or Tory, Fort.
How's it going for Wasmus?
You want the good news or the bad news first?
Good news.
Today, we have neither dead nor wounded, but the Tories and Canadians have had losses over the last 2 days.
They had collected more than 180 oxen, and they took possession of many other horses.
All non-commissioned officers of the regiment and several dragoons in each squadron have horses. If this continues, the regiment will soon be mounted.
The patrols hadn't seen much activity.
Everything is quiet. The patrols that were sent out have not seen anything of the enemy as far as 1 hour's march away.
Great. Now the bad news.
A report came that the Brayman Corps was on its way to help us. Would that this be true or
that we would withdraw.
He wanted to go back? To bail on the expedition to Bennington?
Well, mission accomplished. I mean, they got their livestock and supplies.
It would be much safer there than here, where every 40 paces, a man is standing behind a tree. The inhabitants living around here come and go through our camp. They will surely give the enemy information of our weaknesses. Soon, I am afraid they will no longer be deterred by our 3-pound cannon, but take them and all the rest of us. The savages are all lying behind the baggage, dispirited. They do not want to go forward.
So even Wasmus is now questioning Baum's wisdom.
Yeah, but Baum thinks his position is secure while he waits for Bremen. But back at Stark's camp, more and more men were arriving, increasing the advantage of the rebel troops. Oh, almost 3-1. Remember the ride of John Weir?
The rebels had sent runners out into the countryside to gather farmers from everywhere to defend their homes.
The next day was Battle Day, August 16th, 1777.
All the savages on our mountain lay down behind the trees and refused to go forward against the enemy. We heard the Bremen Corps was very near and would soon arrive.
But they aren't there yet.
The enemy is marching in force against our right wing, and it appears that they want to encircle us. The strangest of all was that our commander did not know where we were standing. He had not visited us in these last 3 days.
Look at the diorama. The dragoons defended their position with their backs to the valley, shooting cannon, firing muskets, and grapeshot at Stark's army.
I can see that Stark had his troops attack from several directions. Some came from the west to strike at Baum and the baggage at the bottom of the hill. Others attacked Hessian Hill, while Stark and the bulk of the force led a frontal assault against the loyalist fort.
When the savages saw that, one of them, probably the oldest, emitted a strange cry, which cannot be described. Whereupon they all ran down the mountain towards the baggage.
I guess the Indians could see the battle was doomed, so they got out of there?
Yes, they were smart enough to see that a bad end was likely. The Indians had no reason to sacrifice their lives for the British.
So Baum's troops were overrun, driven down the hill.